Hey y'all, this is Arlene, and this is a brand new episode. I don't know what to talk about nowadays because I don't know. Usually what I want to talk about, but I kind of want to bring up the topic of first dates with you guys. Or as I would call it, first encounters. Because, first of all, if you're like me, who isn't looking for anything serious instantly, with somebody, I would just go with it with an open mind. You know, sometimes I don't really know what to expect nowadays. Like, being in the dating world, I don't know what to expect. And recently, I've been very surprised with the way my dates tend to end up. Because, first of all, if I'm not sleeping with anybody, like, let's say, okay, the past few dates I've been in, or the past encounters I've been with these people, I told myself not to sleep with them, so I didn't sleep with them, and they still want to meet up with me. So I'm just like, I'm doing something right, I guess. I don't know. But I feel like that's their goal, and because of that, I don't bring that onto the table very early. I don't get into conversations with men who I know just want to hit, and I would just friend zone them immediately. I'm evil, I know, but you know, it's poom poom, no joke. So here's the thing. First encounters. It's something that I call when I meet somebody for the very first time, like for dinner or just hanging out with them and all that stuff, just so I can get a feel of what they're like. And usually my intentions are never too evil. I don't take things too deep unless the conversation is very deep. That's what I like to do. Like, I like deep conversations. So, my intentions usually are to have a great time. Hopefully, neither one of us trigger the other person into a big, depressing episode. But, yeah, that's usually my intentions. I don't know about the guys. I know that some of them were expecting to hit it off a bit further, but I don't know. Like, I agreed to meet up with them, but when it comes to sleeping with one another, that's something I'm not willing to do. And plus, you know, plus there's already somebody that beat everyone to that position, so I really don't feel the need to be like extra greedy to be like, you know what, I'm fucking this person and that person, do I really need to look for another person? No. So that's my situation, and that's my intentions when I'm at a first encounter. So, what I want you guys to do is, I would say guys, yeah. For guys, I guess you guys have to be very honest with women about what you want from the jump. Like, if you just want to fuck, and she feels like that's a good idea, it's better for her to decide what she wants to do with you going forward. So, yeah, I mean, if men were pretty honest about their intentions with women, they wouldn't be dragging themselves into a situation they don't want to be in. Especially when it comes to the women, because most women do think about, you know, settling down, starting a family. And when you're with a man that wants none of that and just wants to, you know, get in your pants, sometimes, you know, when women get too attached, it drags a man into a situation he doesn't want to be with, like, doesn't want to be in. And then all of a sudden, like, all this bullshit starts. So, I don't know. I feel like if we were both, like, honest with each other about what we wanted, like, there would be no time wasted at all. So, yeah, be clear with your intentions, walking in, I guess, because, sometimes I get really tense when I meet somebody, because I know for a fact that that's what's going to be on their mind, and even if it makes me uncomfortable, I usually play it cool, but let's say if they're driving me to the station, or if I'm at his house alone, that's my time where I'm just like, you know what, I gotta go. Like, I need to leave. I have to go. I have class tomorrow. I'm so glad that I have school in the morning for me to just say that. Like, listen, I have class tomorrow. I got a quiz coming up, so I feel like I should end this right here. That's usually what I tell them. So they don't expect anything more than what just conspired. So yeah. I think I want to bring up some memories of actually good first encounters I've been in. And just give you a great walk down memory lane, I guess. I don't know. So yeah, I'm just gonna take a little break, and I'll just start on that. Yeah. So we're back, and I think I want to mention, like, well, if anything, I've been on many dates with him since the year, what, 2009, but not really officially until, like, 2015. Like, that's where I kind of knew how to date a bit more, and depending on, like, my intentions or their intentions with me, like, I totally knew what was going to happen. So here's just a few, and I'm only saying a few because out of all the men I've dated, like, these are the ones I have in mind, like, dead serious. And also, like, I look back at all my screenshots or, like, my messages lately, and, you know, makes me realize, like, why they stood out, other than the other ones that just left a much more horrible, impression, I would say. Now, some of the guys that I've, some of the guys that I have written down, we either made a first encounter because we both wanted to be friends, or he wanted me more, or I wanted him more, or he just wanted to sleep with me, or in any rare case, this is a rare case for me at least, I wanted to sleep with him and just have it be that. But there's some that,
you know, we are still friends to this day. And for the very few that I am still friends with, I want to leave you guys out of it because, you know, I love y'all. But when it comes to these people, like, to being completely honest, I mean, I can still be friends with people that are on this list because the details I'm going to be mentioning, they will strike a chord. So, I'm only explaining my experiences, the experiences that I had that were great, and like, that's only it. I don't need to hear nothing else from nobody. It's just how I remember it, plain and simple. So, now that we're back from our break, I would say a day later. So, I've compiled a list of a couple of dates I've been in. And I was very, how do I say this in the clean version? I was very under the clouds when I wrote this up. So, I have a few to mention. I've only remembered 11 dates that I've been on that actually stood out. One, because of my relationship with the person. Two, what stood out to me about them that just made me want to, you know, go away, like, go any further with them or something like that. And number three, like, if they looked really good or something that happened after that date that, you know, that just solidified, like, that solidified what was, like, how much this person, like, really took the time and effort to make sure that, you know, things were really great. And so my very first date with this one guy, Boy A, I'm gonna call him Boy A. Now, Boy A was, I mean, he still is, he works in the industry. And by that, I mean music. And, you know, for the sake of not putting him out there, because there are some things that I have mentioned the last time we spoke to each other. And it's just, I want him to live his best life, you know? I want him to live his best life without me, instead of trying to hit me up and, like, hook up with him and shit. I feel like we both deserve to live our best lives, but, you know, away from one another. but the first time I went on a date with him, we went somewhere in Astoria. We had some wine. And everything just felt like a movie. We got a little tipsy, whatever. And something happened in his car, and it was raining. Like, again, like, it felt like a movie, and I felt like that stood out because the very first thing that he told me was that I had small ears. I've never had anyone tell me that before. So I guess after we were finished with our, you know, little get together, we smoked and we saw each other for a couple months until, you know, I realized I wasn't ready to commit. So I was just out here, you know, things happened, and he said I hurt him, but I don't think that I hurt him, you know, because if anything, whenever we argued, he always hurt me. So I was just like, you know what, I couldn't take it anymore. And it was just all the times where I, Like, I could not stand arguing with him, that I would just run out and, you know, be by myself with, you know, other people. I did not want to argue with, like, I didn't want to argue with him anymore because he was so fucking mean. So, yeah. I mean, last time I spoke to him, I was settling for a person that I'm currently not seeing anymore. And he really tried to, like, he really tried to convince me to hook up with him in the middle of a fucking snowstorm. And I was like, I'm pregnant. Like, I had to lie so he could just leave me alone. Like, this is what I did not want to come back to. This is not what I want to settle for. Like, I don't like going into the past, especially when it comes to men who've, like, completely hurt me and, like, ruined my self-esteem. There are some guys that made me feel like my self-esteem wasn't really worth it. And then there are some guys that made me feel like, you know what, I'm the shit, I'm that bitch. So, like, you know, for guys that made me feel like I'm that bitch, I'm always gonna come back to them, honestly, because what better, like, what girl doesn't want to be with somebody or doesn't want to be around somebody that makes her feel like she's the shit, you know? Like, that's how I felt. That's how I felt with him, like, the total opposite. So, like, that's I feel like that's over and done with. Like, no amount of dick, no amount of money, no amount of, you know, showering me with love is going to overpower, you know, the hurt that you caused me. So if you listening to this, whoever you are, and he knows who he is, like, I am sorry, but also, like, I am not sorry. Because I just realized, like, we are never meant to be together. We are not meant to be we're not meant to be, you know, anything more than friends, anything more than acquaintances. Like, I'll support you from afar. I've always said that. But I am just a fan. That's all I need to know you as, like, one of the people that I admire, like, whose work that I admire from afar. Like, I don't need to be close to you. So, yeah, that's, I mean, it was a good first date or whatever, but I just, you know, because I didn't want to settle down as of then, that's when he felt like his feelings got hurt. And I was just like, no, because you didn't tell me what time it was either. So I decided to leave you alone. Okay. So second first date that stood out. Well, it wasn't even a first. Was it a first date? I would say it's a first date. No, it wasn't. It was a second date. Oh my God. It was a second date. It was like with this older guy. And I bet you he barely listens to podcasts. I think he's married with, like, a child or two on the way. You know, he was the person that taught me, like, how much heartbreaks suck, to be honest with you. Like, this guy I met at a bar, the first time, I hooked up with his friend, but I wanted to get to know him. Because he introduced me to his friend. And I was like, fuck, I wanted to know this guy instead. And months later, you know, Jesus blessed me on New Year's Eve. And then all of a sudden, like, we were like, seeing each other. Like, I didn't want to be seeing nobody else. Like, this was the guy at the time that, you know, captured all of my attention. So on our second day, we went to this bar at Williamsburg, which I bet is still there. He introduced me to a couple of his friends, some that he played softball with. His friend was a DJ at the bar, and he was playing all the fucking throwbacks, dude. Like, he was playing all the hip-hop classics. He was playing all the classics from the 90s. He even played fucking merengue, and I was like, yo, it's on a popping. Like, I found myself, like, teaching him how, like, teaching the guy I was dating how to dance. And then all of a sudden, like, when he drove me back to, when he drove me back to my place, he went to the gas station, and they didn't have chips and salsa because I was hungry. So what was so funny is that, like, I think a week or two later, he snuck over to my place, and he brought a big ass jar of salsa with some chips, and I literally almost cried because I thought he forgot. So I'm, like, over emotional over every fucking thing, dude. So I don't know. It's just funny to think that, you know, those, I don't know what to call it. Those gifts, I don't know, like, just those gifts, something so simple, it could mean a lot, you know. And turns out the nigga ghosted me. So I mean, I'm not really hurt over it as much as I used to 3 years ago, but he taught me that niggas ain't shit. So but it's not like a fuck him forever. It's just like, yo, you really did some bullshit, and you weren't man enough to tell me what was going on. Like, damn. And I feel like I want to talk about ghosting on another episode, because, like, I do it, but when guys do it, it's a whole nother fucking game. Like, there's some things you don't do, and it's like ghosting, but yet not coming back to explain yourself, like, what the fuck happened. Like, for me to think, oh, I thought we were cool, whatever, and then you just blank out at me, you need to tell me, like, what's going on. Like, tell me why things aren't cool with us anymore, and maybe I can work on myself. Maybe we can work on one another to, you know, get us ready for the next person we're preparing to see or casually date or something. But yeah, I'm gonna take a break. Okay, so there was a boy C, I guess. I met him around, well, I started talking to him about 2016, towards the end of the year, and I don't know, we stopped talking for a while, then we started talking again, then we stopped talking again, and we finally met. We drove around the city, we got mad high, he smoked me out, I smoked him out, whatever. We ended up at this spot in Brooklyn called Maji, which is like this Korean place in Williamsburg. And the fucking fried chicken was bomb. I've been there before, but I actually wanted to take him there because, like, we had the munchies. So, like, I just wanted to eat. And I know he was hungry too, so I kind of, like, put him on. Yeah, we listened to a lot of music. We put each other on to a couple of songs or whatever. Damn. Yeah. I mean, it's, something only happened once, but, you know, how do I explain this? He was fiending. And because he was fiending, like, I had to back off, because if someone's fiending that bad, I would use them. Like, legit. Like, unless you want to be a human dildo, like, don't come around me. At the time that I was, you know, being around him and just like talking to other people and all that stuff, I was like, listen, unless you want to be used as an object, don't come around me. So that was another one. Check. No, that wasn't. Oh yeah, that doesn't count. I'm going down this list and I'm like, what the fuck. I'm now seeing 10 dates that I've been in, because the other one, it was just like, I wrote down fuck him. I don't know, I think I got too high. This one didn't really count as a date, but like, it's so fun. It didn't really count as a date because I never met him. I only spoke to him a couple of times, and there was this one moment where I moved to Maspeth for a couple of months just to get my mind out of like this depression I was going through, which made it worse. So I had some bomb ass like combination of weed to smoke thanks to my plug, and I smoked all the time. And what's so funny is that there's this one dude that I was talking to, nothing really serious, whatever, and there was this one time where I just wanted to get out, like I just wanted to get out and take a walk, you know, me by myself in the middle of Trump Town, Maspeth, Queens. And I walked to the Stop and Shop. I took a pull or two on my vape and I was talking to this guy on the phone. Mind you, I'm just like out of it. I'm walking and shit with my flip-flops and I'm only like waiting to like, I didn't even know what I wanted to eat. So tell me how, first of all, I found the flavor of ice cream I have always wanted to grab for years. Like, they never have this ice cream flavor from Ben and Jerry's. And luckily, in my munchie run, I found it. So my my ultimate favorite Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor is Caramel Sutra. Like, if you must know, like there's like caramel ice cream on the left side, and on the right side there's like, I think like fudge chocolate ice, there's like chocolate or fudge chocolate ice cream with like chips, with like chocolate chips and shit, and in the middle is like this gooey core of like caramel sauce, and it's so fucking good. Like, I stan for Caramel Sutra. Like, it is amazing. It is, like, if I ever do get married, this is what needs to be served as dessert, because fuck the cakes, fuck everything. I want everyone to eat this Caramel Sutra. Unless you're lactose intolerant, take a lactate pill, whatever. I want you to taste how good this fucking feels in your mouth. Like, Caramel Sutra is everything. So yeah, anyway, what's so funny is that I bought a pack of spoons. just to eat the fucking ice cream in the middle of like this little tiny park by the high school. And we were just talking all the fucking time, like just, you know, having all this conversation. And I walked right back like nothing happened, and I fell asleep, and that was like one of the best nights I've ever had, because I ate my very favorite flavor of ice cream. Now, Grand Avenue, if you've been to Maspeth, Grand Avenue really isn't much. You know, you walk around, you see a couple stores here and there. There's nothing really lively about it, but the stores in there, my guy, like, they have a Sally's, they got a fucking Stop and Shop, they got this nail wholesale market, they have like a whole bunch, they have this Italian shop by 69th where I got a whole bunch of ingredients to make my very first official chicken Alfredo dish. Yo, like, I had some of the best memories by my fucking self when I used to live there. And that was before, that was like the year of the election, before the election happened, right after, it's been like anxiety 24/7. And I still like smoke all the time. So it's like if I wanted to remember what true peace felt like, it was right at that night. So I would just like to thank the guy who I've been on the phone with, help me like just feel less alone, but yet like making it seem like he was there with me, you know what I mean? So yeah, now that, yeah, I love late night munchies, because I can never do this. I can never do this right around where I live. Like, I can never walk to a store or a bodega because, like, they're all fucking closed. And just get a flavor of ice cream that I love so much. There's no Caramel Sutra in the fucking Bronx, my dude. Like, I can never get it. And it's so sad. It's so sad. They need to get Caramel Sutra everywhere, because if I go into a store and I don't see it, like, I'm not buying none. So yeah, I'm gonna go take another break and figure out what to do with this fucking food. I told mom I did not want to eat anything, and there she goes, like, give me a plate, like she's dying to make me fat and unattractive. So I love my mom, but I see what she's doing. Yeah, let me take a break. So, there's more. I think there's like, yeah. There's more. I think this is like the fifth one. This guy was very polite. This was before I moved to Maspeth, like a few days before then. He took me to an amusement park in like right around where Arthur Avenue was, Little Italy. They have this like really nice festival or something like that, and we went on the Ferris wheel, Keist, went to Jersey right by this hookah bar. And then we had some fun. I don't know, like, the way that he came off was just, like, really, you know, I felt like myself around him, if anything. And I feel like I could talk to him about a lot. So that was one thing I appreciated about him. The only reason why I'm not talking to this guy anymore is because, like, the last time I met up with him, it just didn't feel right anymore, you know? Like, you know how it is when you wanna like meet up with somebody and just hook up with them and whatever, and then like once you leave their house, once they leave your house, it's like, this doesn't feel right anymore. I don't think I'm that into them as usual as I used to, you know? So I kind of deaded it. Next one. Ooh, this motherfucker was fine. Ooh! Oh, this motherfucker was fine as shit, boy. All right. I always say this, like, he was fine as shit. I'm telling you. Like, okay. So, I was ghosted. When was this, like, last year? I was dating this guy, and like I was like, you know what, fuck that. So I went back and I started dating again, and I saw this guy. He looked like a straight up puppy. Like, his eyes, like the way that he looked, it was just like unusual. But he was still attractive enough. Yo, I swear to God, this is just hilarious. What's funny is that we never really, well, I lied. We did something. But the thing is, we kind of, how do I say this without being too mean? How do I say this without being too out there? Okay. So we watched the movie, right? It was on 3D, and I know this because we had glasses on. Now, this is the first time I ever... Wait, before I even lie to myself, let me just find out. This is the first time I smoked from a pen, And since then, I never looked back. Like, it was like a different type of high that I was just like, what is this? He showed me a whole new world. And, like... We just watched a really good movie. I'd have to say, like, even though it didn't do that good on the box office, like, that movie was good enough to watch. And then, what was it? We walked all the way to this restaurant we went to. Had some good-ass burgers, yo. And then he was just, like, really nice. He was so nice. And, like, the smile did it for me. And I'm just like, fuck. So, I have work the next day. So, you know what that means. I was completely faded. He took me to his place. And I guess you know where the rest ends. He was fine as shit. Same. He was fine as shit, boy. Like, this. All right. So, when we had the burgers, I recorded a snap from my Instagram stories about the burgers. What had happened was his face was, all, like, a little bit of his face was in the frame. Tell me how the next morning after I woke up and I saw my Instagram stories, and that was the only snap I had. Tell me how the ex that ghosted me looked in my story. I was like, oops, I gotta go. Like, I could not explain myself like, I didn't have to explain myself, first of all. I did not have to. But it was my way. I guess he thought it was my way of telling him, yo, I am not crying over you anymore because I got this fine ass nigga right across from me. Like, whew, I'm sorry. He was so fine. He still is fine. Like, but, like, to be honest with you, that is all. Like, that's all I'm seeing. Like, he is, woo! He was fine. Okay, cross that out. Crossing that out right here. And, oh, shoot. Wait, I wrote down hot pot. This was super random. Do I really want to explain myself about this one? Because I'm not sure which boy I was talking about when I mentioned this. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not sure if this is the guy that I'm currently speaking to or, like, the guy that I went out to hop out with 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure. I smoke way too much. But anyways, okay, this is how, like, I met one of my exes. He's an honorable mention because even though, like, we still are friends to this day, I don't think he knows what he wants. And I feel like I want to explain these type of guys on another episode pretty soon with a friend of mine or anything. But like, he was the type that, you know, is very much of a gentleman. He would walk all over the city with you, had some really good food. Because he was very cheap, that was a type of date I wanted in the first place. Like, I don't want you spending a whole bunch of money on me or on the food that we're having. If the food is cheap and it's delicious, like, that's it. That is what I call a good date, because you know what the fuck you're eating. You know what the fuck you're talking about. So with this guy, he just knew. Like, he definitely knew. And he wasn't even raised here. You know, he lived here for a couple years, still to this day. And, you know, he just knew his shit. And I was just like, wow, I'm impressed. So, we walked all over the city. This is when I went to the High Line for the very first time. And around that time, the weather was so beautiful. And we danced at a park at 3 a.m, which was like still like the sweetest thing I've ever had to go through. And then we developed hella feelings for each other, went out like a month later, and then broke up 3 months later because distance. And he found other people attractive. And I was just like, damn. I felt like I got played anyways. But to this day, he keeps contacting me. So, it doesn't mean like I still win or anything. But it's just more like, you know, we're still good friends to the point where we do ask each other for advice. Where he asked me how things are going. I think just last month, I believe, he asked me how things were going with the guy I was recently dating that I split from. And I was like, man, fuck that nigga. And he was just like, oh, okay. Like, he is the type of person that knows that I will tell him the truth and nothing but the truth. So if I don't like somebody, I'll tell him. If I like somebody, I'll tell him. You know, he's a type of friend, you know, that's, you know, there's a difference between like being an ex and then like being a friend, but you're also their ex, so you know everything about them. And he doesn't use that against me. He doesn't use the fact that he's my ex against me when it comes to dating different people. So I appreciate that a lot about him. I think I got two more to talk about, but yeah, before that, I'm just gonna take a break. So I have two more to speak from. Do I want to talk about this one? Because he and I are still friends to this day. This has been almost, let's say, it's been 2 years since I've known him. We've been through it all. Well, not everything. Being that friend that's just like, you know what, things are gonna be perfectly fine, you know, I'll joke around and whatever, but when it's something serious, like, I won't judge you, you know. I think he's one of the first guys that's, you know, that completely realized that my anxiety gets worse when
whenever I panic about something that I'm not, like, that I feel like I'm not supposed to.
And he groups me back together. I sometimes go away to see him as, like, a little mini vacation. And I'm only saying this because this is a person to me. He's been that friend. Like, I'm not putting him over any other friends that I've had, but he's a rare friend to have, because not because the sex is a bonus, but it's more of, you know, he's more of an introvert than anything. He complains the same way that I complain. He gets frustrated for the same reasons that I get frustrated. He makes me laugh like no other. He's a really good friend to have. And I'm kind of glad I never had any, like, that. I'm glad. How do I get this out of my fucking, you know? I'm glad that I don't have feelings for him as much as I used to 2 years ago. Because if I would have still had those feelings, I feel like that would have ruined our friendship. And, you know, he may be cutesy, you know, he may be a little chubby cutie, but, you know, he's my friend at the end of the day. He's one of the guys that's completely supported me as a person. And, like, I want to say this. When I first released the podcast last month, he was one of the first people that I told that I was, you know, I was making a podcast. And I don't know if he really meant it when he said it, but, like, for him to say that I kind of inspired him to, like, want to be more open into talking about things that he wants to talk about, especially over the internet, that kind of, like, blew my mind. Because here I was thinking, like, I wasn't going to inspire anybody. I wasn't going to be around to, to show my work. I wasn't going to be around to show my craft, because I've been afraid of doing this for years. And for around this time that I decided to put something out and to inspire a lot of people to want to do something that they want to do, it means a lot to me. But coming from him, like, as a friend that I've been through, like, a lot with, it really means a lot. And I remember when he said that to my face. And then I think when I came back home, I started tearing up. I don't know. I think it's because I was very emotional at the time. I think I was PMSing. I'm not sure. But, like, for someone to tell me that is just, like, it means the world to me. And I don't even know if he's listening, but you know who you are. I appreciate everything that you've done. I appreciate the days that I appreciate the days that we spend together, you know, just not worrying about the bullshit that we currently are going through. And you're the next best thing, like, close to the weed that I smoke daily. So, like, I have a lot of best friends. I have a lot of best friends that that do the same thing. But there's something about this person that that he just makes me feel like I can say anything. And there would be no, like, serious judgment because, you know, he's going through his life too, and I don't think he feels like he is the type of person to judge. Unless it's, like, something really dangerous or something. So I kind of want to bring this person up because it was funny as fuck how we first met. And then, like, shit took a whole ass turn. And since then, like, we're still good friends to this day. And this was an honorable mention because, like, the first encounter I had with him, it was, like, a little awkward, you know, like, when you're trying to get to know each other, it's, like, really awkward. But, like, the more you get to see that person, like, as a friend or something more, it just gets better and better, you know, like, you open up to one another in a way that, you know, you understand each other way better than you do previously. So yeah, that's one thing I appreciate so much about him. And I never thought I could open myself up to a friend just like he is. So thank you. And yeah, I'm gonna take a break. So let me explain, because I've been trying to record this segment for, like, the past four times, and I think this is, like, a sign that I can't... that I can't record it as much as I want to. So there's different kinds of guys. There's different terminology that me and my friends use for, you know, different type of men. The one that I just recently went on a date with was somebody I call a puppy. Now, a puppy is someone who's slightly younger. Not too young. He's just like a year younger. And poor baby. And he's slightly younger, but, like, personally, he's got his shit together. I think I mentioned to him, like, yo, you're younger than me, and you've been through, like, a hell of a lot, so I tip my imaginary hat off to you, I guess. Like, this boy is a fucking gangster. Like, but he is a puppy. And, you know, like, how cute puppies are. It's just, like, one of the cutest puppies I've ever laid my eyes on. Because, like, I never would have expected someone like him to just, like, want to be around somebody like me. And it's just, like, the way that he even looks at me makes me pause in my tracks. The way he, like, smiles at me, I pause in my tracks, and I'm just like, I'm, like, hella nervous. And it's like, at the same time, I'm just like, oh my god, here we go. Like, why? Just a puppy, you know? So All right, so I went on this date. We ate hot pot, whatever. And they served takoyaki in the beginning. Now, if you don't know what takoyaki is, it's just like, you know, barbecued proteins, like meat, chicken, all that seafood stuff. And they serve it on skewers. Now, tell me how. They served like 2 pieces of liver on each metal skewer. And my hungry ass could not wait anymore to eat it. And I didn't know that something was like burning my face until I felt like a line go down across my cheek. So I burned myself with the metal skewer because it was way too hot for me to like to touch it. So now I have like a little line going across my cheek. And that was funny as fuck. Now, I'm not gonna go into details with how I met this guy because that's for me to know and for you to find out. I'm just gonna say that, you know, things are fun. I'm not looking for anything more as of this moment because I made a promise to myself. If I don't graduate, I'm not going to seriously date anyone. And even if I put somebody on a 3-month trial where they show me that, you know, where they can prove to me that they want to be somewhere serious with me, even if somebody proves to me that they want to be serious, I still can't date them because I haven't graduated yet. I haven't, you know, I haven't jump-started my career the way that I want to. I'm still in the beginning stages, so what do I look like, you know, getting the man that I want, but yet, like, my life isn't put together yet? You know, that would be unfair. So, I mean, call me a self-cock block or whatever, however you want. I just feel like this is the right decision for me to make. And whoever doesn't like it, oh well. So, yeah, I'm gonna take a break here and finish this episode off, okay? All right, y'all, it is about time for me to stop this episode right here after the segment. I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening. I'm recording this right now and I still have a few people listening, which is kind of like, what? It's weird, but I also, want to thank you guys for the support. By the time you're listening to this, on iTunes and everywhere else, I might have not really promoted the episode because, first of all, I'm tired. And second of all, I'm a little too lazy right now. Because all I want to do is just lay in bed. I did absolutely nothing in class today but look at a demonstration. And I feel like, you know, if I wanted to be a hair colorist, like, this is something I would have a passion for. But, I mean, this is like the thing that they demonstrated, I feel like that's more of a cheat code for me. In case I had to color somebody's hair. I would just like to let you guys know that your girl had 100 on her first try at the hair coloring test that I wasn't even here for last Monday for. and I still have to make up a few hours because I was too uncomfortable to go to school last Monday. And my girl, Heather, oh my God, Heather, my girl, Heather, went to visit us in the city for the entire week for her birthday. And I spent most of my days with her because I wanted to. I canceled almost like everything that I had with people just to go and see her because, you know, I found a sister in her as well as many others. But, you know, I confide in her in a way where, you know, she's not as judgmental as, you know, most of the girlfriends that I currently have. I just can't believe how close we've grown, since that past week. And, I really hope she comes through in the summer. And I really hope we do finally get to work on something because, we both just didn't have the time and we were stuck doing things and yeah. Oh, I don't know. This guy and I are talking about teeth and now my teeth are starting to hurt. So, damn. I feel like every time I want to record an episode, this little kid right next to my room just wants to scream at nothing. And it's like already 9 o'clock. Shouldn't he be ready to get to bed or something? Like, dude, I'm trying to record an episode and all you want to do is be rude. God damn. Anyways, do you hear this? All right. So, I'm just gonna lay back and hopefully you guys get to listen. If anything, there's Instagram at This Is Arlene Pod, and on email you can also email any questions, comments to thisisarlenepod@gmail.com. I would like to hear some feedback as well if you have any. So this is it. This is the end of the episode and I hope to see or talk to you guys very soon. Have a good one. Bye.